Thank you. prayer, I promise the dancer that I'll take it off the first time. And that's just the way it was. And so I went out into my babies. And the good thing about that was when I came back, I had this kind of attitude. I would sit around looking at all these guys who I used to compete with for assignments. And I still really wanted to be the best and do great work. But I wasn't as mean anymore. My insecurity wasn't as mean anymore. So I was sitting there going, you didn't cool out, I made you late. And that attitude really helped my confidence to come back from that feeling of having sort of gone backwards because I became this little pushy woman instead of a talented creative. And so a while after that, I got recruited to come to actually, and so the point I wanted to make about that is when I started having that confidence, what I was realizing was I had something that was different about me. When I did those creepy ads, it was the first time that I knew things were always different about me. They were about a vulnerable world experience. They were about wanting to be accepted by all the girls who still have an opportunity to shine. And then after I had a baby, I leaned into that newfound confidence that I looked more up in me than just make ads. So I started really feeling that's what I seemed to hold is about leaning into that thing that's different about people and differences. And that ultimately is all about diversity. So I got recruited to come to Europe, to London, and I was 2012 to run one of the largest parks in Europe at the time. They had $500 million in spending for that little bit of mechanical care. And brought my family, brought my kids, so we just did a family change program where we're trying to move to another country. And that really was an interesting experience as a woman because obviously you had complete white man patriarchy and had been running this business for over 7 years. They interviewed 9 candidates. So you had a situation where the economy was bad, brand was under sugar, sales were under sugar, they had demanded my previous VCD be demanded to be hired, and then they interviewed 9 male candidates. And nothing. Everything was desperate, nothing was working. So finally, they decided to make a chance at something different. And I realized at that point, I thought, okay, I gotta lean into the thing that's really different about me. Because there's no way I'm gonna play for games. So I started wearing super bold, colorful dresses, very bright lipstick, really leaning into my Norwegian Mexican different little thing. And it worked. And I would literally be in a room like this, not quite as many people, but there would probably be 60 men in suits. Each and every one of them was CEO and head of sales for in their country, and 5 of them were the most powerful employers in their country. And I was there standing on my flag, some floral pink dress, presenting to them, telling them how they should spend their marketing money. And I just really had to lean into that difference and use that as a different lever and to not play their games. And it worked. And that's the thing that I would always advise everybody now. One is get into your business, two, lean into what's different about you. But I will tell you a funny story. It still happens, it's gotten a little better, but it still happens even at the highest echelons. One time I was in a meeting for a women discussing how can we set up a person in Germany. And there were 12 men, very, very senior executive men in suits in the room, myself, and a man of Ford, an heiress to the Ford fortune. She's a badass woman, 4 kids, works full time, you know, started on a factory floor because she wanted to live in a real way. A very cool lady. So there we are. And this German executive is presenting, I guess, the what if fortune of a spokesperson in Germany. And so he has 9 examples. One is a writer, one is an athlete, one is a, you know, 9 different men. And we're talking about the merits and the different kinds of claims for a spokesperson. And somebody says, how come there's always still a woman? You know, isn't there a Danica, what's her name, a female race car driver, drives 4 trucks? And the client, very simple thing, guy stands up and says, about that, is really about the greater sisterhood, about that shared experience that we have to come into and support each other. And I really mean that the greater sisterhood will pull each other up. Now I'm working in California, and I'm the chief game officer of SMB West. We're also about 50 people. We have 60% female leadership, and people from 17 countries. What I wanted to show you is how, by going much more diverse in our creative work, and much more inclusive in our creative work, and with our clients, they are seeing record growth. Okay, so this is how. Thank you. is, many of you know that we have a political leadership in the United States right now that some of us are kind of crazy about. And Levi's has pretty progressive values, and we decided together to not spend the working budget for our fall on the new student tax. But I'm trying to get you to vote because the United States uses abysmal episodic groups to not vote. And in this case, we tried to use inclusion almost as like a trick, as we use behavioral economics. That where we have learned that the more we try to make you say, hey, we don't vote, it's terrible, and you don't vote, you should vote. They go, oh, no, we can't vote, I'm not going to vote here. So what we did was we kind of did the opposite. We made a piece of film that showed that everybody all over the world votes and did this to the students. And this movie had lots of other aspects, but I'm just going to show you the film for the learning of time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, please write a review and rate, as that helps other people find Greater Than 11%. Also, stay subscribed to keep up to date on the weekly releases. This podcast is made possible by the support of Hub, an insight-led content agency based in London. A huge thank you to the producers, Pat Murray and James Haberson, and to our editors, Daniel Clark and Laura Francis, and to Maria Continenza for designing the beautiful artwork.